Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narratories Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The American Nightmare, How Inflation, Debt, and Banks Hijacked the American Dream by John, Coach J.V. Vasquez, is a personal finance and economic commentary book focused on the pressures that have made financial stability harder for many Americans. Rather than presenting itself as a technical economics textbook, it combines criticism of inflation, consumer debt, and banking structures with the author's broader emphasis on discipline, leadership, and personal sovereignty. Vasquez is known publicly as Coach JV, CEO of 3T Warrior Academy and founder of Freedom Asset Management Group, and the book reflects the coaching-oriented background. Its purpose is to help readers interpret everyday financial stress as part of a larger system involving currency erosion, borrowing dependence, and institutional incentives. The book appears aimed at readers who feel the traditional promises of work, saving, home ownership, and security no longer function as expected, and who want both a financial framework and a personal responsibility framework for responding. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, inflation as a gradual erosion of household purchasing power. A central theme of the American nightmare is the idea that inflation undermines the American dream not only through visible price increases, but through the quieter weakening of purchasing power. The book frames inflation as a force that changes the practical meaning of wages, savings, and long-term planning. When the cost of food, housing, energy, and everyday necessities rises faster than income, a household may appear financially active while becoming less secure in real terms. This approach makes inflation personal rather than abstract. Instead of treating it only as a macroeconomic indicator, Vasquez presents it as a pressure that forces families to work harder for the same standard of living. The reasoning is especially relevant to readers who save money in cash or rely on fixed wages, because inflation can reduce the value of those efforts without requiring a visible loss on a statement. The book's argument is not that inflation alone explains every financial problem, but that it is a foundational condition that reshapes the entire financial environment. By calling attention to purchasing power, the book encourages readers to evaluate money by what it can actually buy, not just by the nominal amount they earn or hold. Secondly, debt as a mechanism that converts future income into present dependency. The book treats debt as more than a private budgeting mistake. It presents debt as a structural trap that can turn future income into an obligation before that income is even received. This includes consumer debt, credit card balances, personal loans, and the broader habit of financing lifestyle needs through borrowing. The significance of this argument is that debt narrows options. A person carrying high monthly payments may technically earn enough to survive, but much of that income is already committed to lenders, interest, and fees. In that sense, debt reduces financial freedom even when it allows temporary access to goods or services. Vasquez's coaching background shows in the emphasis on discipline and responsibility, but the book also points toward a larger environment in which borrowing is normalized. The American dream is traditionally associated with upward mobility, ownership, and stability. The book argues that excessive debt reverses the promise by making households dependent on credit to maintain ordinary life. Its practical implication is that debt reduction is not merely an accounting exercise. It is presented as a way to recover decision-making power, lower vulnerability, and rebuild financial control in an economy where borrowing is often marketed as convenience. Thirdly, banking systems and the loss of personal financial sovereignty. Another important topic is the role of banks and financial institutions in shaping individual economic behavior. The title explicitly identifies banks as part of the hijacking of the American dream. And the available description of the book suggests that Vasquez connects banking practices with questions of personal sovereignty. The argument is best understood as a critique of dependency on centralized financial systems rather than a detailed academic history of banking. Banks provide essential services, but they also profit from loans, fees, deposits, and financial products that can encourage customers to remain within cycles of borrowing and repayment. The book invites readers to ask whether their financial lives are organized for their own stability or for institutional benefit. This does not require assuming that every banking function is harmful. The more concrete point is that people who do not understand how banking incentives work are easier to steer into arrangements that serve lenders more reliably than borrowers. Vasquez's perspective is shaped by his stated background as a former banking executive and financial coach, which gives the topic a practical tone. The book's emphasis on sovereignty means that readers are urged to become more conscious of where their money is held, how it is used, and how financial systems influence behavior. Fourthly, discipline and leadership as responses to economic pressure. The American nightmare does not appear to limit itself to external criticism of inflation, debt, and banks. A distinctive part of its positioning is the connection between financial awareness and personal discipline. Vasquez's public coaching message emphasizes eliminating excuses, building discipline, and stepping into leadership for oneself, family, and community. In the book's framework, understanding the system is necessary but insufficient. Readers also need habits that reduce vulnerability to that system, such as controlling spending, questioning debt, planning intentionally, and refusing passive dependence. This topic differentiates the book from works that focus only on policy or market analysis. Its practical reasoning is that financial conditions may be difficult, but individuals still make daily decisions that either increase or reduce exposure to those conditions. Leadership is therefore defined less as status and more as responsibility. A reader who accepts this premise is not asked merely to complain about inflation or mistrust institutions, but to become more ordered in behavior. This is where the book's personal development element becomes central. It argues that financial freedom requires a disciplined identity because knowledge without self-control is unlikely to change outcomes. The result is a hybrid of economic critique and behavioral coaching. Lastly, the American dream reframed as resilience rather than passive upward mobility. The book's title signals that its broader concern is the deterioration of the American dream. Traditionally, that dream implies that work, saving, education, home ownership, and responsible behavior can produce a stable and improving life. The American nightmare suggests that this promise has been weakened by inflation, wage pressure, debt dependence, and financial institutions that benefit from public confusion. The important nuance is that the book does not simply mourn the loss of an old model. It reframes the dream as something that must be actively defended through awareness, discipline, and financial independence. This makes the book both critical and prescriptive. It identifies macro-level forces, but its proposed response is individual and community-level preparation rather than passive expectation that the system will correct itself. The reasoning is concrete. If the old pathway of earning, saving, and borrowing for assets no longer works reliably for everyone, then readers need a different framework for evaluating money, risk, and responsibility. The book stands within a growing category of financial sovereignty writing, but its emphasis on the American dream gives the argument cultural weight. It treats personal finance not merely as wealth accumulation, but as the ability to preserve agency in a changing economy. In conclusion, The American Nightmare is most suitable for readers who want an accessible critique of modern financial pressure without entering a technical economics text. It will likely appeal to people concerned about inflation, rising living costs, credit dependency, and the sense that conventional financial advice no longer matches everyday reality. Readers interested in personal finance, financial sovereignty, and coaching-based self-improvement may find the book especially relevant because it combines external system analysis with internal behavioral responsibility. Its practical benefit is that it encourages readers to examine the real value of their income, the cost of debt, and the extent to which financial institutions shape their choices. Its intellectual benefit is a clearer framework for connecting personal stress to broader monetary and credit conditions. What makes the book stand out from many similar titles is its hybrid position. It is not only a warning about inflation or a debt reduction manual, and it is not purely motivational self-help. Vasquez brings together economic concern, banking skepticism, discipline, leadership, and personal sovereignty in one framework. Readers looking for rigorous academic monetary theory may need more specialized sources, but readers seeking a direct and behavior-oriented interpretation of why the American dream feels financially unstable may find this book useful. If you would like to support John, Coach J.V. Vasquez, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.